Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. And joining me to get you ready for NFL Week 15 action is Frank Schwab, senior NFL and sports betting writer from Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Frank, great to have you back on the show.
It's awesome hearing from you, Rob. And man, as we were just talking about before we started, this week is crazy. It just flashbacks to 2020 and not knowing what the heck to do with some of these games.
Yeah, and what we're going to do a quick recap of NFL Week 14, what we learned, then look ahead to 15. And for me, 0-1 with a DNP with my picks. Lost the under on the Falcons in the Panthers game. And I was going to be on the Lions, except all of a sudden they got hit by a COVID outbreak and it became a DNP for me. But Frank, looking at last week, there was a major narrative that happened. The worst week of the season for sports books. Favorites 11-3 against the spread, including favorites of 6 points or more going 7-0. Joe Public loves that. And on top of that, but wait, there's more. The total 10-4 to the over, including 3-0 in primetime. Woof, sports books not liking that. And Frank, we've seen this sort of narrative bounce back and forth multiple times during the season where the favorites were crushing, and then all of a sudden we had those weeks in a row where the double-digit underdogs were losing outright. Now here we are back again. What can you make of this?
I think there's one thing in play here, and I'm interested to see how it goes forward. There's a group of six teams with four wins or less. And that's Chicago, both New York teams, Jaguars, Houston, Detroit. You're awful teams, right? You're bin of just terrible, terrible teams. Over the last 2 weeks of those 12 games that those six teams have played, they're 1-11 against the spread with 11 double-digit losses. The one win in that was the Lions, who were still chasing their one win. They had motivation. They were playing hard every single week. Then you saw them get that win, really let down in Denver. As you said, they missed a lot of guys too. But I wonder if it's just, hey, beware of betting on these teams the rest of the season. I'm not saying that none of these teams are going to cover a spread the rest of the year. They might even come out and cover most of the spreads this week. But I think you got to really think twice about, hey, I'm going to punch this ticket on the Chicago Bears. I'm going to punch this ticket on the Detroit Lions. What motivation do they have? Am I going to care more about this game than the players themselves? You see a lot of these teams, lame duck coaches, bad situations. In the Giants case, sitting Daniel Jones because they don't want to take any chances, stuff like that's going to happen. Organizationally, they might a little nudge to, hey, we can get a better draft pick if we don't win any more games. Let's not go do something crazy. So I think with those six teams, that kind of bin of your really, really bad teams, you got to take a second look and say, is this a team I really want to be backing? And I think that's a big reason why the favorites have been pretty good the last couple of weeks, is because you just have some teams that are absolutely drawing dead right now. And just, you can tell they're looking forward to what tee times they have the day after the season's done.
And Frank, that's why I was challenged when I looked at this week's card, because we've got the teams where there was a lot of uncertainty. So once again, does everybody want to go back to the double digit dog and Mike Glennon, or we've got the Jets, or you've got the Lions, or we've got the Jaguars is more than a field goal favorites. What in the world's going on? So there's so much, like there's nothing about Jacksonville that I would want. So don't want any of those teams. Then we've got injuries we're dealing with major players, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, certainly their impact or their relative health for the game. The Bills sitting there with a monster spread of 10.5 taking on Carolina. Looking at Lamar Jackson, Packers 5-point road favorites right there. And this is for a Ravens team 3-0 against the spread as underdogs. On top of that, there is league-wide COVID all over the place. So now, when I want to look at a game, so I read your article about those bottom teams. So I'm like, boom, let me look to fade the Jets. That number against the Dolphins goes from 8.5 all the way up to 10. But right, then I look and the Dolphins have COVID issues. So right now there's so much uncertainty that we're recording this on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. I don't feel comfortable laying many bets because we're seeing how rampant, it's not just one player, it can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players on a team, and how that can drastically change the outcome of the point spread.
Yeah, it's almost like it goes back to last year. It truly threw me off, to be honest, when you're almost not making any bets till Sunday. Like, how can you? Like with the Rams, Rams are a great example of like, they had the six guys out. And if you could tell me, okay, this is it. These are six guys who are going to miss this game. I at least know what I'm dealing with, but we don't know if there's going to be 10 more. We don't know where this thing is going. So, I mean, unless you just feel like there's some edge to be had and trying to anticipate which teams are getting hit hard. Like I did grab the Raiders +3. And now I'm thinking about grabbing the Browns +1.5 down to come back there. If you can anticipate that, maybe there's some value there, but otherwise I'm just going to kind of punt and wait. And I don't like betting that way. I don't like waiting until the last minute to place my bets, because I think there's value early in the week, but we're getting back to that 2020 model where you just can't have any confidence of what teams are going to be fielded on us on Sunday. If you're betting Tuesday, there could be 10 more headlines before Sunday's games kick off.
Yeah, speaking of that Rams game, we're seeing Rams favored by 4.5, taking on the Seahawks, but it is off the board in a lot of books. And for me, I'm going to be eyeing this game, looking potentially for the Seahawks as a simple formulaic fade off of the Rams coming off of probably one of, if not their best win of the season. And the Seahawks are a team that looked pretty much dead in the water for a while. They sort of revived themselves a little bit the last 2 weeks, and we've got a division game. So if I'm getting 4.5, upwards of 5 or 6, I'm going to be eyeing the Seahawks. But of course, I can't lay that right now because I don't know what's going on.
Right, exactly. It's tough. I mean, it's just beware. That's all there is. I do like, your Seahawks angle is good. I mean, Russ did look a lot healthier last week, but then again, it was against Houston. What do we take of that? I mean, Houston can't stop anybody right now.
Of course. So there was one game or team that I did feel confident in this week. So we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers at home taking on the Titans. Titans 1.5-point favorites. This came down from 2.5. And when trying to formulate a betting card this week, I didn't want these gross teams like you talked about. Oh, there's so much value in all these teams, even the Atlantas of the world, where you're like, oh my God, look at all these points. But how many people have said, look at all these points I'm getting with Atlanta. This looks so good, only for them to lose by 100. So I'm like, all right, I would love a home team getting points. And even though the Steelers have not exactly been the most trustworthy this year, they have been more profitable as underdogs, 5-3 against the spread on the season as an underdog. And Mike Tomlin in his career as the Steelers, 43-22-2 against the spread as an underdog, 66% of the time covering. They're coming off extra rest. And more importantly, I'm not a big fan of the Titans. I've been looking to fade them for a while. Pittsburgh needs this game. Give me the Steelers money line +105. I don't need that 1.5.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. And I think it's pretty much for a lot of the reasons you said. It's more of a fade of the Titans than it is a bet on the Steelers. Although the Steelers at times, they've been so weird in this whole, like, we're going to take the first three quarters off and then we're going to ball out in the fourth quarter. But at least our offenses look pretty good in those fourth quarters. Like, at least they're moving the ball and can throw it. And I just feel they need this one more. I always like this time of year looking who's most desperate, who needs this more. And this definitely Steelers in this one. This is basically, if you lose this game, it's a big death blow to your wildcard chances. The one thing I will say, I haven't bet it yet because I do want to make sure TJ Watt's in the lineup. We don't do that with many non-quarterbacks, but TJ Watt's one of them where I want to see, is he going to play? I'll probably be on the Steelers either way, but it's going to probably affect my bet size. Let's put it that way. I'll feel much more confident in the Steelers if I know TJ Watt's in that lineup, because he's one of the few difference makers that's not a quarterback. So as long as TJ's in the lineup, I'll feel really good about the Steelers, just because honestly, yeah, I don't want to back the Titans against a decent Steelers team, especially on the road. I don't have any faith in this Tennessee offense.
And Alex Highsmith and Joe Hayden, all three of them look like signs are pointing up, but you're certainly going to want to check in on all of that. So, Frank, getting this out, there's two other games that were on your mind. Let's start with Broncos laying 2.5, taking on the Bengals. And you said, Rob, I want to be on the Bengals, even though I know I shouldn't. Why is that?
I worry I've been fooled by these really, really good Bengals performances. And I just keep thinking about how good they looked against the Steelers and the Ravens and say, oh, the Bengals are a really good team. This team has arrived. I worry I'm falling for that trick, but I still think they're better than the Broncos. I just think they're straight up better team than the Denver Broncos. And I think the Broncos are somewhat limited. They got to get in a good game script where they can run the ball and not expect too much out of Teddy. I don't know if that's going to be the case against the Bengals. The Broncos have played well. I could see them winning this game, of course. It's less than a field goal spread, but I just have faith in these Bengals, and I don't know if it's unwarranted. I wonder what you think, because I worry I'm going down this road with the Bengals where I shouldn't be yet. Maybe they're still a year away, but I'm not willing to give up on the Bengals being a playoff team yet, because you saw so much out of them early that gave you a lot of confidence that this team's turned a corner, and you look at all these weapons they got and how quickly they can score. I think the Bengals get a win here, but yes, I'm a little worried that I'm still holding on to some great performances they've had weeks ago.
So for me, I think of the Denver Broncos, like if we're doing a college basketball poll, they're in the also receiving votes category, where they're the 7-6, 6-7 middling team, where I wouldn't be surprised if anything that happens. I think the concern on the Bengals, and my first inclination like you was, oh, I think this team for the Bengals is a playoff team. But what's up with Joe Burrow's health? Because I think the way he goes with the hand and how is he throwing, Denver also a better team at home, albeit we do like Teddy Bridgewater when he's an underdog, not a favorite right there. For me, this is just a bunch of, I don't know what to expect. So I'm going to stay away, but I understand where you're coming from, because my first thought was, oh, the Bengals are a team that I believe is better than the Broncos.
Right. And home field advantages, we know it's not as much as it used to be. It might not be anything anymore, really. I know Denver's a little different with the thin air, but I think by this point in the season, teams are, you're not working yourself into shape in December. Let's put it that way. And I thought Burrow late last week really looked good. The game tying touchdown was fantastic. I was worried about him too with that pinky finger last week, but I thought he answered a lot of the questions, especially late in the game. I think he'll be fine going forward. That's not a big concern for me. It's just, can the Bengals get ahead early and force the Broncos to play a game they don't want to play? Because if they can get it going with Gordon and Javonte Williams, that's how they're there at their best. Play some defense, run the ball. And I think if they get in a good game script, they could win this game. But I don't know that they'll be able to do that. I think the Bengals come out fast and they kind of dictate things and they end up winning this game.
And we'll actually get out on this. Speaking of defense and running the ball, Colts laying 2.5 at home, taking on the Patriots. The Patriots, the darlings of the NFL, are they going to win the Super Bowl? Let's talk about Tom Brady versus Mac Jones in the Super Bowl. Everyone is ready to crown them. On the flip side, I feel like the Colts are the number two team from the perception standpoint in the AFC. Ooh, if the Colts get into the playoffs, watch out for them, Jonathan Taylor. However, Carson Wentz, not exactly the most reliable person at quarterback when you have a bet on him, but this is a good opportunity. If all of a sudden the Colts win this matchup, they're going to zoom right up to potential AFC favorites. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, and I like the Colts a lot in the offseason, and then, you know, they got off to that slow start and they've lost a lot of close games. I was shocked by this line. This is the most surprising line of the season for me, because I thought public perception was squarely on the Patriots, and I thought it'd be Patriots -1, pick them. It's Colts favorite. I was like, whoa, after all the words that have been said about the Patriots and how they're now the AFC favorite and Bill Belichick's coach of the year and all, they're coming out this high profile win against the Buffalo that we've talked about for a long time. For them to be underdogs here really shocked me, but I'm still on the Colts. I just think they're a really good team. There's a really good spot for them. They could basically punch your playoff ticket with this win. The Patriots aren't in that desperate mode because they got a 2-game lead on Buffalo. They're winning that division. So not that they don't have anything to play for, they're still going for the one seed, but I just think the Colts playing really good football, as long as they don't get in a situation where Carson's got to do too much, as you alluded to, you don't want to get in that spot. But if they can get the run going with Jonathan Taylor, I think there's a good team. I was actually, you know, this line tells me that, like you said, people are onto the Colts, that they're a very good football team that just happens to have a 7-6 record. I think the Colts end up getting a win here. I think they're going to go to the playoffs. I think they're going to be a dangerous team nobody wants to face because they're well coached. They play good defense. They can establish a run on you with Jonathan Taylor. And you hope that good Carson shows up and he doesn't make those mind-numbing mistakes that have cost him a couple of games.
So Frank, recapping my picks, I'm on the Steelers money line. I'm keeping an eye on that Seahawks line versus the Rams. What about you?
Yep, definitely like the Steelers. Going to be on the Colts for some Saturday night action. And then I'm going with the Bengals, even though I worry that I'll regret that by Sunday afternoon.
Frank, love jamming with you. Where can everybody connect?
Easiest place is at Yahoo Schwab on Twitter, or just go to yahoo.com/NFL and or yahoosportsbook.com, and always stuff there. It's always stuff going on. It's a great time of year, isn't it?
And I want to hear from you. What does your NFL Week 15 card look like? Are you going to be a little bit dangerous and place bets before Saturday or Sunday? If so, what does your card look like? You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at Rob Cressy. Also, make sure to tag @covers. And remember, if you want to be a sharp, Don't be square with your bankroll. Be disciplined with your money. The book is gonna double hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.